Blog Talk Radio.
No, I want to come again.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
Yeah.
Smooth. Drama.
Oh, God, that's great.
Yeah, welcome to Smooth Drama. It's your host, Dick Hunter, and my crazy-ass co-host.
Butter pecan.
Yeah.
We're talking about Dick's underarm hair. The lack of. He shaved his underarms, but he won't shave his chest.
What? This is where the funk is.
But the. Then why do you put a deodorant on?
No, hold on. First and foremost, this is an environmental shit.
Then you need to. The funk is here too.
No.
Funk.
No. See, my shit.
Funk.
My shit smells good. First.
Have you smudged stuff lately?
Yeah, actually.
Stuff
every
lately.
Day. Every day.
Because you got a funk in other places, too.
Okay, but that ain't really an issue. People like the ladies like the funk.
Bullshit. I don't even
know
funk.
Know.
Oh, yeah, we got G-Wood on.
The ladies like the funk. Yeah.
The funk or
the funk?
The funk.
The funk.
The funk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo. We got man D Wood in the house tonight. You know, bring some love into the area.
Yeah.
Y'all wanna holler at us, you can hit us up at 646-929-2037.
What's the name of the song?
Where the ladies at?
What?
Where the ladies at?
I want to know. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's raining, man. You remember that song?
Yeah, that's just not funny, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's raining, yeah. Whatever. Don't talk about my hygiene. My hygiene is on point.
You funk it.
Right. But as Napoleon used to tell the
what?
His woman, like the letters.
His woman?
The babe.
Oh, God. Men like the funk.
So good.
I know women don't
like
the funk. No, they don't.
Okay.
Men like the funk.
Nah, see, we talking about some scientific shit here. We talking about the
pheromones. Napoleon was the one that said don't bathe.
Yeah, but see, what he talking about was the pheromones from his woman that drive him wild. That's what he was talking
about. Right. Well, then why don't he just put that in the damn letter?
That's what he put in the letter.
Because he couldn't spell pheromones.
Okay, well, he might not have been the best speller.
But are we still on your underarm here?
One
and the funk?
No spelling bees. Back in the days in France.
I'm sure these people want to hear about your funk.
Don't hate on my funk.
There's a funk up here, too.
Don't hate on the funk, man.
Ew.
You know,
I don't like ew.
Whatever. No, it's hard times out here. Well, first, you know, we're not going to go there. Also, you know, some of y'all a little afraid to call because y'all feel like butter's too hard on you.
I don't say shit.
Anyway.
I don't say shit to our callers. You can call in 646-929-2037.
That's my point. What I was saying, if you're a little too shy to call, you can hit us up on email.
That's Smooth Drama. At smoothdrama.com. Do you check that?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Religiously.
You do?
Yeah.
But how come when I send you shit, you don't get it?
Because I'm ignoring you.
Fuck you.
I'm really ignoring your ass.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard times out here.
At where?
In the world today, everybody know that.
Yeah, we do know that.
As part of my love.
Wait a minute.
You know me, I'm all about the love movement. So
the love movement makes love, not war.
Damn right. But
so what do you got?
Talking about eating, actually. Eating is love, making love to your stomach.
What?
Eating.
Oh, eating.
Eating. You know,
is making love to your stomach?
Making love to your stomach. Man, there ain't nothing like a stomach orgasm.
I don't know. I don't think I've had one of those.
Yeah, you have. When the food was so good, and you was like,
orgasm.
Stomach orgasm.
Did you yell out for that one? Did that, during that?
Anybody have a stomach orgasm?
You had that by yourself?
Everybody has a stomach orgasm. The food was good.
Well, obviously, you
wouldn't
have that cooking.
Well, we ain't talking about you and
just that. What, is that a solo thing?
What's wrong with you?
You give yourself the orgasm?
Look, see, you missed the point. I said when you eat, you're making love to your stomach.
When
you got that, when it's good.
Okay, wait.
It's like
is it every time
orgasm.
You eat?
No, because sometimes the food is no damn good and your stomach
okay,
is like.
Okay, well, then I don't think I've ever.
Well, that's because you're cooking for yourself. That's the problem.
So where did you get the stomach orgasm?
No, what I'm, that's a dickism.
A dickism?
Yeah, that's my whole philosophy.
That's a dickism.
What I'm saying is, there's a San Diego-based food corporation that's giving out food.
They're
not giving it out. But they selling it for real cheap.
Selling food orgasm.
If you like food,
isn't
yeah.
that like prostitution?
Not really, but we talking about $30.
$30 for what?
And it's
for an orgasm.
Treasure, but yeah, if you cook the food right, you get.
Now, is there like certain spices that you have to put in those foods to get this type of orgasm?
Yeah, it's called cooking. Get the shit right. Damn. Yeah, see, after this, we're going to have to get Butter some damn cooking left.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody volunteer.
I have people to cook for
we're gonna
me.
We're going to have to have Big Fella come out here.
Big Fella,
oh
yeah, Big
Fella.
Yeah. He's like a, what is that one, Paula Deen? I saw that.
It's called Gourmet Cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
For the money challenge.
Right, right.
Anyway, this is what you get. For October,
$30.
October's treasure box. You get three and a half pound chickens, whole chickens.
Are they cooked?
No.
Oh.
2 pounds of turkey and pork breakfast sausage links.
And. Oh, what if you don't want pork?
We'll give that shit away.
Oh.
Look, this is what comes in the box. Can I get the information out to those people that may be interested? Okay, you can ask questions after.
No, because if I have to wait until after, I'll forget what my
question
is.
It's only.
Okay.
See, this is what happens with the ADD. You get 1.6 pounds of old fashioned. Yes, 1.625 to be precise. Pounds of old fashioned meatloaf.
Well, old fashioned meatloaf sounds like it has to be cooked, or it's already cooked.
Oh my God. 1.75 to 3.5 pounds of ham slices, 1 pound of ground turkey, 40 ounces of macaroni and cheese.
Well, see, that one's cooked.
8 ounces of orange clove glaze, 2 packs of 3 hash brown patties. 1 pound of frozen peas, 1 pound of frozen green beans, 1 pound of frozen corn, 2 packs of buttermilk biscuit mix, and 1 pumpkin pie.
Why are they giving all that out?
All of this for $30 because this is
not profit.
Yeah, this is what they're doing. It's called the Treasure Box, and it's developed by San Diego-based Good Source Solution. Costs $30.
Mm.
They
Where
say it can feed one person, but shit, this
one
sounds like it can feed a lot of people.
What's it benefiting?
It's basically for senior citizens, college students, people who don't.
No, but did you say it was nonprofit?
Yeah, it's just the Treasure Box is some people who are located, and they're offering this in communities all around San Diego County, in Claremont Mesa area, Sarah Mesa, Mira Mesa, Encinitas, Vista, Oceanside, Escondido, Hillcrest, North Park, La Mesa, Grant Hill, South Crest, Mountain View Park, El Cajon, and Chula Vista. And the offer is available to the general public, but is typically available through one of the partnerships that Good Source has developed with churches in those areas.
But is there a deadline?
All of October.
For 30 bucks?
$30.
Where do I get this?
What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to do an internet search for Good Source Solutions here in San Diego, the Treasure Box. Find one of these churches and bring your 30.
Oh, another church?
Yeah. And bring your $30 to get your food.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't give the actual location, but you have to search for it. But I'm thinking with all that they talking about giving you for $30, you're not gonna go to no store anywhere
and get that for $30.
And get that for $30.
Do you feel?
Hell yeah! I'm on my way now.
Wait, we got.
Yeah, I know.
We got D-Wood on.
Yeah, I know you got.
We need
D-Wood
to play this song. Ready?
No.
Oh, what? Do you have anything
I
want to say?
I got one thing.
What's that?
Just shortly.
Shortly.
It's about the dude in Tennessee who was videotaping a friend having sex with a horse at a farm.
I don't think I want to hear that.
In Tennessee. No, this got to be talked about because. Okay. You know, you ever heard of the butterfly effect?
No.
Well, the butterfly effect is a scientific term where they say a butterfly can flap its wings on one side of the world and can cause like a hurricane on the other side.
Okay.
Now,
what is?
I have a theory.
Oh, no.
My theory is the dick effect.
No. Is this a dickism?
Yeah. What I'm saying is, with the dick effect, is that when one man or woman does something with an animal, it takes away from the human element. And you wonder why relationships, and you got women out here and men out here, they can't find nobody. It's because the people that they should be able to get with ain't trying to get with them. They trying to get with horses. And dogs.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And goats. See, like
that's
this, these people,
okay.
they were having sex with farm animals. Now, what we're saying is this: there's an overabundance. I'm not gonna throw no percentages out there, but we know there's a percentage of the population that indulge in bestiality.
In what?
In bestiality. Yeah, it's against the law. I mean, it's a damn shame that they had to even fucking make it a law that you have to legislate that, hey, you should not fuck a horse.
They had to legislate that?
Yeah, they had to legislate
Where
that.
Where at?
I'm in Washington, as well as Tennessee. Yeah. And see, that's what I'm talking about. Now, how do I tie that into D. Wood?
I don't know.
Like this. A brother like D. Wood, who's looking to see where the ladies are at. You know, he wants to spread love. He loves the ladies.
Okay.
You know how hard it is for a brother like that? Think about it. He gets saturated with women because of all these fellas that's not handling
their business.
So D. Wood, being the nice young man that he is, right, they too busy hitting up horses and dogs.
That is disgusting.
And goats.
That is just disgusting.
So my man, he got to satisfy all these women out here.
So you ask where the ladies at?
Right.
Okay, I get you.
And it's hard.
Can you play this song?
You can play the song.
This song is called what?
Wait,
that's not what's on here. Get My Life Together is what it says. Is that what it's called?
Well,
that whole intro was for nothing.
Well, he's still asking.
Yeah, I'm asking where the lady's at. We got Get My Life Together.
But we'll
keep on talking about where the lady's
about.
At.
No, but you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's go to like a little. There was only one song. Okay, hold on. Let me check.
All right. See, like
it could be, you know,
so,
operator error.
It's so many problems out here. And see, I'm talking about the natural balance of things here.
What?
See, y'all missing my whole natural balance of things.
Your natural balance is off.
Right. Why is the natural balance off?
What is this one?
You don't know, do you?
Where? Oh,
right.
There it is.
See,
there it is.
You a sucker.
I'm a sucker.
Right.
Okay.
If
D-Wood,
what do you know? Right. 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 Somebody got pregnant.
We need to see the video for that one. I know, Dick, you want to be in it, huh?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That was a good song.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was a good song.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's sexy. That was a sexy
late
song.
Night.
That was a sexy song.
Right.
That was sexy.
Sex
sale. You get a lot of wet panties out there. For those of you that are just turning in, look at that tongue tied. tuning in. We have Mr. D. Wood. No, actually, he's going to get in front of the camera so the ladies can see what he looks like.
Uh-oh, ladies.
Because, you know, that was a sexy song. This is over here.
Uh-oh, ladies.
Right next to
D. Wood. D. Wood's in the building.
See, you're in the frame there. Okay. Wow.
All right, man. Tell us what's the motivation behind that song.
Well, really, it was we got in the studio when I heard the beat. It was something sexual, and so I had to get out my ladies on that one. You know what I mean? Let them know what time it is.
Oh, I'm about
real.
That.
Real.
I'm all about that. Yeah. So.
Don't spit it out.
Where you from, man?
I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma area, Old Muggy, that area, 918 area code. From the country, live and direct, the hottest you ever see. From the country,
from the historical area too.
Yeah,
Oklahoma.
Yeah, Greenwood, Austin, Penn. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Got a lot of history there. A lot of history there.
Yeah,
I hear you trying to bring it back.
I'm trying to do a whole lot of in the community here real soon. Yeah. Start me a nonprofit organization, Kingship Promotions. So I'm gonna do a lot of things for the kids. So I got a lot of stuff I'm going to get on the ball as soon as I touch down on the soil.
Well, tell us about some of the stuff you're trying to do when you touch down.
Well, really, I want to do, hope some events with some kids so I can build up their pride, build up their knowledge and their dreams. I see a lot of people with no dreams where I'm come from, so I'm definitely trying to do something positive and instill something in them that's more valuable than money or gold.
Right. Yeah, the imagination is one of those things that a lot of people don't understand. That if you can't imagine it, you can't picture it.
And I got a big imagination.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You can't sit still.
You don't need to sit still.
I need the ADD.
I got to move. I need to move. I'm on the move.
The ADD.
That's what it's all about. So, you got an album?
Well, I did my first project was called Definition of a G. I never put it up for sale. It was just one of them things that I did. I put together. So now I got my business straight. My next album, I don't know what the next album, but it's coming soon.
Well, tell us about your first love, Definition of a G. Define a G.
Well, G is somebody that's real, somebody that's well-grounded, respectful, somebody that has a lot of courage, heart. A G can, it means good. It means good. You know what I mean? Not gangster. I mean, I got some G rhythm too, so you know what I mean? But that's just part of the environment I come from. Right. But, you know, so definition of a G, that's me. You know, the real. G means real.
Well,
not fabricated.
I think that gangster part, you know,
yeah.
People say, oh, gangster. Oh, no. Now, look, it's the sum of a person. You know,
right.
you can't be all hard. You can't be all soft.
You got to be all of them.
You know,
so I'm a mix. I'm tender, loving, but I can sing like a bee. You understand for me too. So, but I'd rather not. So I'd rather keep the peace. You know what I mean? So,
peace is a beautiful thing.
Oh, he's in the love movement.
Hey, it's all about the love movement.
Oh, yeah, love is really
say.
Important. Love and passion. You know what I mean?
Love is number one.
Yeah.
You know, people all about the hate. That's why I talk about the haters all the time.
I don't even like haters. Like, I don't like to talk to them. They're not cool people. But, you know, they motivate us, though, too, though. So,
right.
You know
well,
I mean?
See, that's the thing. Haters got no solution. See, love is the solution. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the love movement.
Wow.
You know, love is the solution.
Yeah.
You know?
Love is
and with that song?
Love is powerful.
I said somebody got pregnant. And if they didn't get pregnant, we play it again. And
they don't get
we
pregnant.
They keep on trying.
We keep it in that loop. And something to happen tonight.
Well, I got a strong passion for talking to the ladies on my records anyway, so that's just me, though, so that's me expressing myself, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's like one of my favorite rappers.
Something is natural.
Right. I mean, like LL Cool J got that bad rap. It's like, oh, he's not hard because he talks about the ladies. I'm like, well.
That's the hardest music.
That's
though,
the hardest
I mean?
Music.
Yeah.
Why?
Because, look, you deal with women more than you doing gangster shit.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that's out there thugging.
And the women
all day, every day. You're just your natural everyday guy going, you ain't thugging at work.
Okay.
You ain't thugging when you go to the bathroom. You ain't thugging in school. I mean, it's like all this thugging that they talk, that's the shit that's not real. When you're talking about dealing with the ladies, how you can converse with the women, and you can get along back and forth, that's number one.
And that's not easy a lot of time, though. So you have to really, this is craft, it's an art behind it. You know what I mean? You have to really perfect
it. No, it's not easy to get along with
it. You got to perfect it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, in talking about that, so how did you get your start, man?
Me. My start, my passion come from, I met this one dude named Tim Newhouse, and he introduced me to the studio. So my first rap, and he said, write something. He's like, oh, that's sweet. You know what I mean? He was my biggest hater, the first dude I ever messed with. You know what I mean? So it really motivated me. Oh, I can't tell me what I can't do, so I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? So I started working out, getting in love with music. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I've been doing, that's how I started doing music. It was me. I was working, and went to the studio and never wanted to come out. So that's how I started.
Well, one of our bloggers wants to know, what's the tattoo on your hand?
Oh, it's Kingship. It's my record label, Kingship Records.
All right. So now you talk about your record label. I know we talked about your motivation, but who inspires you? What artist do you look to like, yeah, I want, did you ever, like, have that?
Well, I said there's a few artists that I like. I'm going to say, I know I come from the West Coast. I was born in San Bernardino, so I like the Easy, the Dr. Dre's, and Tupac's. But I also like Mary J. Blige, Alicia Keys. You know, I enjoy a lot of good music, you know what I mean? So this hip-hop period, a lot of the music that I've seen and fell in love with, the old school music, you know, Marvin Gaye, you know what I mean, Michael Jackson. I've enjoyed music, period. So it's not just one genre, one thing, but I was influenced by them all, though. It's the passion of them all, though, because I felt all of their passions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether it was gangster, whether it was love music or whatever, you know, I felt good music, I felt it, you know, the emotion in the music.
That's what I was talking about when I was talking about the whole G, you know, when you're talking about music. You know, as a musician, you know, I typically can't listen to somebody that's just like all one way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, well, I'm all gangster.
That ain't real. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to tell you.
Some people are like that though, 24/7. Yeah. That's like, that ain't me though. You know what I mean? That's them though. But some people, you know, they might want to walk around hard, and don't want to go to recess because they're so hard. You know what I mean? So, you know,
the wrong.
I turn it on when if I have to, but I'd rather not, you know what I mean? So it's one of them type deals for me.
Right. So now, what you working on now?
Right now, I'm trying to get my promotions company off the ground and my nonprofit organization. So that's one of my first things that I'm getting together, my website and my business aspects to it. So that's where I'm at right now, currently.
What's your website?
Kingship Promotions.
Kingship Promotions.com. Okay.
Yeah, because he's trying to, like I said, he's bringing that historical era.
Era.
Back.
Yeah, that's really important, though. You know, they're going to make a movie on that, but, like, coming up soon, that's something that people need to know from the era, though, because you don't know your history, you can't repeat it.
Right. I'm a history guy. I kind of know a little bit about.
So what made you do a little? Can you tell me about it? Something I might not know.
Started May 31st,
1921.
Mm-hmm. A
guy,
19-year-old brother, trying to remember his name, just going to a segregated bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
He trips over himself and runs into the 17-year-old white girl.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah is her name.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Dick Rowland.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, Dick Rowland was the name. He runs into Sarah. White girl. Of course, 1921.
You couldn't even look at a white girl.
It's much less, you know, actually touching. So I guess one thing led to another. You know, it was like he talked he talked about where he accidentally touched or whatnot. He got arrested,
mm-hmm.
and then some people from the area where he came from, about 25 at first, went down there
mm-hmm.
armed
mm-hmm.
and asked the sheriff, "Is everything gonna be all right?" Because it was in the wind that he was going to be lynched that night, and they said that they had a posse of about 200-300 white people.
What? That one get one man.
Yeah, for the one man. And so that's why the first contingent came down with 25, went back to town, came back with 75,
mm-hmm.
all armed, like to defend and whatnot. And what happened was someone tried to disarm one of the 75 or so armed.
One of the books.
Right, and shots were fired back and forth. The governor or the mayor makes a call to the governor, who
mm-hmm.
activates the National Guard, and
oh.
they descend on Tulsa, and everyone gets wiped out. And basically, they instituted martial law
mm-hmm.
for a week, and it's the concentration.
Martial law, I heard about that. What is martial law? That's like
martial law is basically
no law.
Well, it is law. Basically, what they do in martial law is they institute curfew and they put everybody in these concentration camps.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a fenced off area where they put the survivors
yeah.
and anybody else who was in that area that didn't get shot in that initial day, because that day they just went shooting anyone who was
shot.
Black. No, just anyone who was black in
oh,
that area.
Just
they just
up.
Went shooting. You know, it's like, I don't know if people have seen the movie Rosewood.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
But,
yeah,
Rosewood was a dramatization because a lot of those characters didn't exist. They just did that to make it look more pleasant
right.
and heroic so people would
right.
be alive. Now, the similarities between Rosewood and Tulsa, were,
uh-huh.
both Rosewood and Tulsa were national... they were national hubs in the black community.
Right.
You know, like
oh, okay.
New York, it was Harlem
right.
that was famous.
It was
established community.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Rosewood was an established community that was self-sufficient. Harlem,
and they knew it, and they knew it. It was a power.
And Tulsa was known as Black Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it
Baby Africa.
Well, it was called Black Wall Street back then, and it was nationally known. There's a bunch of black businessmen, banks.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they had the whole system.
They were self-sufficient.
Yeah.
They, because as you know, it's their segregation.
Fly overseas to get furs and stuff, and they lived real nice.
No, there wasn't no international commerce.
That's what I heard.
About it.
That's what I heard.
I mean, they got to deal with different foreign companies, but it wasn't like they had the planes that can come back and forth.
What about our? We used to go to school in suits and stuff like that, and dress like kind of like the private school now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was part of the standard. I mean, the community was
it was more pride in the community.
It was affluent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what happened, of course, is they were all wiped out, and destroyed, and
how many?
It was in the thousands because they had captured up to 6,000 in the whole Oklahoma area in that concentration camp during the martial law.
What did they do to them?
Well, those were the quote unquote lucky survivors.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
They were the lucky survivors. Everybody else who didn't get out and wasn't, because the first couple of days was just shoot.
On site.
Now later on, there was a trial where Sarah had recanted everything that she said, saying, "Oh well, it didn't happen like that," because she at first said that he grabbed her and was shaking her and mm-hmm. was trying to assault her. And after the trial, what happened was 20 black men were found guilty or whatever. And that was it.
Well, it's a lot of, yeah, a lot of people don't know what happened, but, you know, it's just, that's crazy that, you know what I mean, that something like that could happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, it was common in the 20s because World War One had ended, and there was a large contingent of black soldiers
mm-hmm.
that came back, you know, with a sense of entitlement and whatnot, and, of course, in those days, they wanted to crush that. You know, that was the height of Jim Crow mm-hmm. in the 20s because, 1910 or something like that, Jack Johnson had won the heavyweight championship.
Mm-hmm.
And like he was parading around white women,
mm-hmm.
and you know he was making it
known
that the white population was not happy that he could be flamboyant
like that, yeah.
Right? And so you know, of course, they didn't want other people of color to get any ideas
that was okay, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, along with the Jack Johnson, the World War One, all these armed black men coming back,
mm-hmm.
there was a 6-7 year, maybe even 10 year period where it was just we gonna kill y'all. And that during that time is when the Black Wall Street, Chiro's Goods, when Harlem went through what it went through, the
got destroyed. Huh?
Right, you know, because those were hubs. Because back in those days, the segregation basically everybody in that community would just do for self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so they were thriving communities, and of course the whites and others wanted to, well, basically the whites wanted to get in on that and profit on it, and they started profiting in the late 20s,
mm-hmm.
early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you know you see some movies like the Bumpy Johnson movies,
mm-hmm.
where they start shooting out in Harlem and the gangs and all that coming to Harlem because there was money to be made with
mm-hmm.
the numbers and the alcohol
mm-hmm.
and the clubs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is what happened all the way across the board.
Yeah, the whole world, really, you know what I mean?
Right.
Especially in the United States. That's where
it is. Well, I mean, that was behind the Jim Crow. So, not to take away from you, I don't want to take over the interview because
you
know, like I said,
you can go on
here.
And on and on about
yeah.
history.
But I mean that's the thing, you know.
I'm dealing with you. I ain't tripping. It's a pleasure for me to kick me to an Andrea right now. You know what I mean? So I'm y'all guess. How are you
right? Right. Well, no, I mean because you know this actually is about you. So, like I said, you are from that region.
Right.
And I know me and you had a conversation at the UCB conference.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
Where we kind of kicked a little bit about
well,
this.
Yeah, I met your alter ego. I met your alter ego. I didn't meet Dick.
Yeah. Well, I'm basically the same guy, just I'm a little bit more outspoken on
this. Yeah, take a picture.
But,
can't
do that.
But you know, I mean, it's important that, you know, we talk about that, and you know, you come from that area, and you come from that historical, you know, there's a historical line there. You know, I think that's important that people know about that. We don't have to wait till February to talk about it.
February.
You know, they say Black History Month, and we still talk about Black history. I'd say we can
talk about it
every day.
Yeah.
Every day for me. History don't stop, and I don't believe in you own compartment.
Like real radicalist, you know what I mean? Don't be inside the box. You know? I don't like that. I'm gonna step on the box too. You know, I'm with you.
Well, I mean that's why I was actually refreshed in hearing your song, like when you perform live, you know, because it's not a lot of dudes that got the courage to want to talk about the ladies, and where you talking about it and not in the I want to fuck you, I'm gonna fuck you tonight
mm-hmm.
kind of way, but you know, in the way where you talking about, you know, treating women with respect and I want to love your soul type of way.
Yeah,
that's important.
That's what's up.
You differentiate that.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to talk to you.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm saying nothing wrong with that. Not seeing him, you know, put together something real quick.
So that's where the artist
is. Where can they find that song that we just played? If people wanted to get it.
On MySpace.
What's your MySpace?
Go to www.myspace.com/OklahomaG. OKLAHOMAG.
Oh, okay.
You can download it for free.
I feel that free in there. Oh, yeah. Like you said, something about pregnant. That's a sexy ass song.
Ain't nothing wrong with sexy songs. I like sexy songs. Yeah.
That's really
you like
more
sexy.
Than that. You know me, I like sex. I'm.
What was that?
Hey, I said, Dick a real G, you gonna love sex, man.
Exactly. I mean, now, in speaking with that, you know, I'm outspoken on the, I think marijuana should be legalized and be well on the way to doing that.
Well,
I'm also a believer that prostitution should be legalized.
You hold up with the prostitution?
Yeah, I think.
State your case.
I'm my case is this, and I'm going to ask you about it. I think that the only way you can clean it up and officially, I mean, you're not going to stop it, but you can make it where it's not dirty.
It's so like, what do you think is something that that people should be able to sell themselves, you know what I mean, for sexual pleasure?
Well, I mean, people do it. Now, I'm not agreeing with
it
either way.
You believe it's a service and a good. That's
well, it's a service.
Like,
I mean,
like tuna in a can. You know?
Well,
you go buy your feet.
I mean, because I'm for it being legalized, but I would never get a prostitute. I think you're a sucker if you got to get a prostitute.
Why do you want legalized?
No, I mean, because
there's going to be people. Now, I'm like you. I think women are beautiful creatures, but I don't really agree with prostitution. Personally, I think a woman definitely have a place, you know what I mean, here, but I don't, you know, weed, yeah, I smoke. I smoke some little weed, you know what I mean, but I don't know about prostitution. I've never paid for none, you know what I mean. I might ask nicely for some, you know what I mean? But I've never paid for that.
You
said
ask
nicely. No, I mean,
because
I bring this up because,
you know, I like to say thank you. If a woman give you something, you need to say thank you. You know what I mean?
She has
to
say thank you the right way.
Yeah, you say thank you.
The right way. You say, but if a woman is going to allow you,
bless
you with the good.
It's a gift that God gave.
Right.
You're supposed to give the
good.
Hey, wait. What did you just say?
It's a gift that God gave to you. She's supposed to give
it
to you. You
got
to ask nicely.
Oh.
What about you? She said ask nicely. And
yeah.
If she's going to bless you with it,
yeah.
You should bless her back.
Yeah, for sure.
In what way?
In a good way.
No.
In a nice, loving, sweaty way.
in a
smooth type way, you know what I mean? In a passionate
sweaty,
type
okay.
way, you know what I mean?
I mean, but passion is sweat. If you're not sweating, you ain't doing nothing. Yeah, I said it.
I don't know.
It wasn't long enough.
What?
All
the,
right.
The session
no.
or the...
No, what I'm saying is this, because there was a case, and I was looking at it today, and I give a shout out to Jazz because he sent it to me. Where Sarah Curzon, who at the age of 16 killed her pimp, turned her out. Well, no, he turned her out when she was 11. You know, and she had been, you know, had her out on the streets, whatnot. And
she killed him?
Yeah, she killed him. And as a juvenile, and she went to jail. And a lot of people don't know that if you kill someone as a juvenile, you can go to jail for life, which is what she had.
Well, she was tried as an adult.
She was tried as an adult.
Then she, okay.
Did she make it an adult decision? She killed him?
I mean,
you know what I mean? That's what that basically would have boiled down to. Was she doing her wrong? Was he beating her?
She turned her out at 11.
So she
he did her wrong.
Basically had her out there selling books.
Right.
He had a choice, didn't she? She was young.
I'm going to guess that if she turned out at 11 and he had her out there selling ass.
He didn't have a choice.
Yeah, that was
young. At that age, she must not have had any parents around.
That takes a cold-hearted brother.
That's what I'm saying. So I look at it like, I don't really have any real sympathy.
What did that get? Did she get some charges? But see, I'm not really judge, though.
I can't judge
nobody, you know what I mean?
It's not about judgment.
I don't think she should get life, though.
Yeah, she got life.
But you never know what the situation was, either, or whatever. He might have been a good cop. I don't know. You know what I mean? I can't say. He might have been a good pimp, you know what I mean? Took care of his hoe, you know what I mean? Excuse my friends for that, you know what I mean?
I
don't know.
I feel you. But the thing is, he turned her out and she's 13.
Right. Do we have any cold hard facts? I didn't see the brother do it. Just because the pimp chain was in his hand didn't mean he pimped her, man.
I'm just saying,
taking up for my brother.
I like to take up for the brother too. But when you do that to somebody underage, I mean anybody
illegal
over the age of 18,
yeah.
You know, they are quote unquote adults. I mean, I live with two teenage boys, so the thought that these people are supposed to be.
You ever think of how deep the pain was? Something happened to him, too, though, for him to be that way. So, you know, I think, you know, think of that in that aspect, too. What went on in his life growing up as a young man to make him, or to him not even have the right mind to even do that? I'm not defending. I'm just saying, what went on in that man's life, you know what I mean, to make him want to do so cold-hearted? Like, did he have a mother? Was he raised in a stable home? You know, this is an issue. It's like the root to it. Don't just judge that man. Find the root to it, then you can really find out what's real.
I'm about that. I mean, because that's one of the greatest statements ever, because we don't talk about the root cause.
Yeah.
What makes him a villain?
I think a lot of it's slavery inflicted anyways.
Yeah. I mean, there's a psychosis there. I mean,
But I'm not saying I'm a doctor or anything, so don't be trying to get me on Dr. Hill. You know what I mean? I'm just a lot of fan.
There's
some niggerish type stuff.
Well, I mean, I look at it like this. Yeah, there's the root cause. But at the end of the day, we have that root cause. You can make a choice. You can make a choice to be that same villain that did it to you, or you can go the opposite way.
You
can say, I'm not going to be what my oppressor is.
You are.
And that's that.
Well, we have no idea what he's
doing. Right. But no, that is the issue. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're talking about, when we talk about a psychosis of slavery, we're talking about there's two kinds of people, and I always say this.
Right.
There's the people who thought slavery was bad because it happened to them, and then there's the people who thought slavery was bad because it happened. And never the two will ever meet. Ever.
But they don't understand, they still connect.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He falls into that it was bad because it happened to him group. You understand what I'm saying? Feel me on this. You know.
It happened to me. It happened to me. I didn't get whiplash or nothing like that, but it happened to me. You know what I mean?
I mean, it happened to pretty much
all of us. I'm still trying to conquer it now. You know
right.
what I mean?
We have a situation when we talk about psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about the psychosis of things, there's only two ways you're going to go. Because there's never a middle ground on this. Either you're going to imitate the villain and you're going to follow him, he's going to be your hero, or you repudiate the villain. Yeah, I said repudiate.
Does that mean like
when you say, no, I ain't going to be like you?
Are you right? who is the villain? Point him out. It's a lot of villains out here, you know what I mean? A lot of different, they come in different forms and fashion, so you have to really find your enemy. If your enemy is not really in your face, how would you know who to fight? You know what I mean?
So why don't they find her guilty and give her life?
They gave her life. Well, from the story, and I have to send the story to you, the story has her talking. I mean, this is a very intelligent young woman who, she wrote a book when she was like 10. She was she's honest. She's very well spoken.
She had her own website?
No, she's in jail.
She's in jail now.
No, I mean, but she, you know, she, it wasn't like she was unintelligent. She wasn't a dumb girl. She was just somebody who got caught up
in a bad situation.
In a bad situation, and obviously there was some parental whatever.
Yeah, maybe
somebody could have seen that and granted her some type of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the judge was like, no.
Something.
The judge didn't give her no break, and of course gave
and
her.
And there was a trial with a jury, and
yeah,
they found
trial
her.
Yeah, with a jury, and they found her guilty.
Who was her lawyer?
Yeah, her lawyer.
Probably
be
a public defender,
right,
or something. Public defender,
right.
Somebody that works for the DA's office to defend,
right,
you.
Have lunch with her.
Yeah. In this business arrangement.
That's what pretenders do. Yeah, they hang out with the very same people who are talking about arresting your ass.
Wow.
When you see the story, I mean, yeah, she deserved to spend some time.
But not life.
Yeah, not life.
We don't know the whole story.
But we still talking about a child,
right,
who was done 15. Wrong. He turned her out
at
13.
No, he said 11.
Well, I mean, he started. That's when she said in the video she met him at 11. And he turned her out at 13. Had her on the street at 13. To me, that's a monster.
Yeah.
Any way you want to look at it.
That's
so you got to look at her with some sympathy still, because she got put out there on the street by this grown up.
Where was her mom at? Going out of this.
Yeah.
Her daddy, what was that?
Yeah,
where,
I mean, there's a family disconnect, which is the other problem.
That's the root to it.
That is the root cause, you know, because we could talk about what made him reenact what his oppressor did to him, but then we start talking about family. And what does family do when they see family in trouble? You just sit back, and you know, and this is like you be would you in a situation like that? Do you let you see a family member? Do you let that go?
We try to. If it ever happened to me, I would try to help, whatever way possible. You know what I mean? In that situation, but I've never been put in that situation. I've been through a lot of things, but nothing like that. So you know. You don't know what you'll do when you're put in a situation like that, but I know that's not cool, though. You know what I mean?
That's definitely not cool.
You definitely supposed to treat women special because they are special. You know what I mean? You don't treat them like they're not nothing, though. Not say I've been always perfect, but, you know, I'm growing up and trying to be a better man. You know what I mean?
Ain't no perfect people I know. I know I ain't one of them.
I ain't always had the best role model, so you have to learn what's real and what's not real sometimes.
Right.
If God is good, everything is going to work out. I truly believe that.
Our bloggers have any questions? Anybody want to call in and ask Mr. D. Wood some questions?
Well, our bloggers, they're saying that they love the deep talk.
They love the deep.
Yeah. Well, see, D. Wood then conquered our audience. You know, they're like hypnotized by his melodic voice.
Yeah, what do you mean?
That's
yes,
what it is. They like,
played that song. Ooh, what bad listen.
Say something, D. Wood. Say something sexy.
What's up, baby? Yeah, that's what they like.
So you plan on doing any videos, man?
In the near future when the time is right. When I hit, I want to hit it hard. You know what I mean? So when, I'm coming sooner or later, but when I get there, you know what I mean?
Y'all hear that, lady? He's coming.
I'm coming.
Sooner or later.
later. The third, you know what I mean? You coming later.
Oh, Lordy.
All right. Because, you know, of course, we want to see that.
That video for that song.
The video for the song.
Dick want to be in it. Any dick.
Yeah, you're not even.
Yeah, I think that'll definitely be one of the videos, though, for real. All
right. So, I know we talked about your nonprofit. We talked about you putting together your music company and whatnot. What is your end game as an artist? You know, what is your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal?
As an artist.
As an artist. I just want to be like Drake. I just want to be successful. You know what I mean? I want to be successful.
Okay.
And how do you measure your success?
Well, as an artist or just as a person? As a person, my relationships is more important than money. You know what I mean? But as an artist, like just BET or making money or whatever, that's definitely a success, doing what you love and making some money doing what you love. But as a person, just relationships, anything, I'm going to value my relationship more than anything. You know what I mean?
Are the ladies going crazy in the blog?
Well, one of our bloggers says, which means what?
What does that mean? Successful in your relationship.
Which means what?
Yeah.
And how do you measure your success in relationships? I mean, is it a long-term relationship or is it what?
Just everybody you come in contact with, you know what I mean? You treat them how you want to be treated. That's basically what I'm saying, you know what I mean? Either people, your family, you know, the closer people, the people that you just meet, everybody, you know what I mean? There's a potential to be a good relationship, so how you start something. So that's what I'm talking about. Just everybody I come in contact with, you know, want to build good relationships, you know what I mean? Because that's the best thing that I can ever have is good relationships.
Yeah, I believe in that. I always think that if you bring that positive energy to everybody.
That's what it is, though, about being positive.
They will always
my aura wants to be. I want to stay positive.
You bring the negative is going to follow you. You bring
and that
positive,
I'm cool.
Right.
I don't want no negative following me.
Right.
You know what I
mean?
You
want to have the positive every day off.
That's how I'm going to make them power moves. I have a positive mind. My power thinking, you know what I mean? Power thinking. I'm going to keep strong mind.
We just to keeping up with you in the power moves, for sure.
Definitely. When is your website going to be up?
You only got 48 hours.
48 hours.
Anywhere from 48 to 58 hours.
Hey, we're going to have the smooth drama after session where we do the photo shoot, the D-Wood photo shoot, where you're going to flex.
Yeah, I'm going to take my shirt off.
We're going to get it going.
Uh-oh, the two of you?
What?
Doing a photo shoot? You both going to take your shirts off?
You know me, I was topless for the Go Topless.
Go Topless.org.
I support that. Women want to be topless.
Men do?
Yeah. Well, men can be topless. That happens.
Not all of them.
Well, not all of them should be. Not all of them should be.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, not all women should be
that. Yeah, I mean, but you know, me, I'm freedom of speech and expression.
Right.
You know, you should be able to do what I do.
That's a real free. Uh-oh. So, Dave, do you have any like inspiring words for our listeners?
Just keep it real. Keep a good mindset. God first. You know, stay true to yourself. And respect everybody. You know what I mean? So, y'all stay cool. Kingship Records. Be wood. We laugh. It's smooth drama.
Hey.
Ghetto Princess wants you to take it off.
What's up, Ghetto Princess?
Uh-oh. Ghetto Princess.
Ghetto Princess wants you to take it off, man.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
Here you go, Ghetto Princess.
Take a picture. We're gonna run that on the site over and over again.
All right. And with that, we gonna be out. Thanks for coming out, D Wood. It's your boy Dick Hugger.
Better pecan.
Yeah.
See you on Tuesday night.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.